Hey, story seekers, it's Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where the stories are real and the tea is all about me. Welcome to Nisha's Open Diary. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. I am Nisha, and you are now listening to Nisha's Open Diary, where my story times are true and my experiences are real. The story times are endless, and my experiences never cease to amaze me. So here is another story time that had me questioning my entire friendship. Me and my best friend had been friends since elementary school, but as we started growing up and getting older, her actions at times started making me look at her differently and question our friendship. So after she had come back and told me how them bitches was dragging me, talking shit about me and laughing, I was in my feelings and I was hurt about them tearing me down. But the thing that hurt me most was that my own best friend didn't even really stand up for me the way I think she should have. Instead of her telling them to stop talking about me, don't say this or that about her, she stood there laughing with them. She was even laughing when she brought it back to me. And I was just staring at her. And I told her, that ain't funny. And I know if you laughing here in my face, you was laughing right along with them. I wasn't around, so I know she was. She tells me it was funny, and then she tells me that she's sorry. To me, that was fake. That was fake as hell. And a true friend would not do that. They stand up for you no matter what, and they defend you no matter what. But she didn't. This is the first thing she did to make me devalue our friendship. So as I said in the he pissed me off story time, the girl my baby father was messing with, his cousin, who she was friends with, and their other friend was talking about me and my underbite in a public setting. And my supposed best friend did nothing to defend me. My best friend knew my baby father before I even knew him. And she knew them females was only doing that because that girl was messing around with him. All my best friend had to do to set them straight was tell them not to come in her face talking crazy about me. And then they would have known talking about me to her was a no-no or a dead end. But they knew they could the minute she began laughing too. And they also knew that more than likely she was going to come back and tell me all the stuff they was doing and saying. And they done all of that stuff in an effort to hurt me. And I guess they thought somehow that would make me stop messing with him or seeing him. I don't get their logic, but it didn't make me stop messing with him. So after this incident with these females happened, my best friend had an issue of her own occur where a guy, let's call him Chuck. I went to school with Chuck because me and my best friend did not go to the same school. And this guy, Chuck, came on to her at work because they worked at this pretzel place in the mall. And so one day they was closing the place down for business or whatever, you know, malls close around 9 o'clock or whatever. They're closing down or whatever. Ain't nobody in there but him and her. And as it was told to me, Chuck came on to her. He was making, you know, sexual advances at her, you know, basically like he was about to rape her type of thing. And that's the way it was told to me. And in the midst of that happening, her baby's father came in the back way that, you know, like the employees coming in. I guess he was coming to get her or whatever. Her baby father came in and caught what was going on. And he beat the mess out of Chuck. He did Chuck in real good. And I mean, he beat him bad. And it was everywhere. You couldn't go nowhere without somebody talking about it. But people were dragging her, calling her a hoe, saying she was coming on to him. She was setting it out to him. And they was talking about her like a D-O-G. The talk about her couldn't get no worse. And what do you think I did? despite the large majority of people calling her a hoe and dragging her to no end. She had come back and she told me her side of things, which obviously I believe and took her word on, because why? That was my best friend. I did what I should do as a friend. I stood up for her because, again, me and Chuck went to the same school. But I didn't care for Chuck anyway because he had a very nasty attitude and demeanor, and he was a little fuck boy, and I didn't like him anyway. So please forgive me for saying this. I really did not feel no type of way. Like, I was glad he got beat up. I felt no remorse over my best friend's baby daddy beating his ass. Nope, not none at all. If you knew him and you knew how he was, you would be saying the same thing. So I was glad he beat his behind. So as I said, I'm at school defending her, arguing with people about her, and damn near getting into fights with people because I'm hearing Chuck at school telling people his side as I have classes with him. And people are bad-mouthing her, calling her a hoe, calling her every name you could think of. But I'm intervening and saying, no, she ain't come on to him. She ain't like that. My best friend ain't no hoe. Keep her name out your mouth. Don't say X, Y, Z. Don't say nothing about her, this, that, and the third. Stop talking about my best friend. Keep her name out your mouth. And now, my best friend's cousin also went to the same school as me. And I'm not sure what she was doing to defend her cousin, but I did my due diligence as a friend, as I should. People talked about her like a dog for weeks until that situation died down. And Chuck's eye, Chuck's eye looked it horrible. Like, his eye was swollen shut. It was black. It, like, you could peel the black off it. Like, it was bad. It looked crazy. And he had to come to school like that. I know he ain't want to come to school because, And while this story is really my best friend's experience, I experienced it too, because I experienced a bunch of backlash from it because I defended her and they knew that we was friends. So they called me a hoe too, because I was her friend and I must be just like her. So I'm getting talked about for having her back, and they basically made me a hoe by association. It really pissed me off, because when them females was talking crazy about me, she didn't have my back how she should. She didn't put her foot down, and she laughed instead of defending me like she should have. But I was ready to go to blows over her and defend her to the end. I almost just dropped a tear right now because we ain't even friends no more. And it hurts because I thought that we was lifelong friends. But as, you know, as the years moved on and more things occurred, we started growing apart. And I recently saw her in September of 2023. And I hadn't seen her since she came to my mother's funeral in 2011. Because, again, so many things that happened or whatever. And a lot of the stuff, she don't even know that I was holding a grudge over or that I felt some type of way about it. And this is one of them things. And I finally seen her in 2023. And after I saw her last year, all the hurt came back to the surface. And during that visit, it became painfully obvious that our friendship is over and it has run its course. Because, again, that's a whole nother story time, because of some other issues that it had occurred between us. And that's how I know that our friendship will never be the same, because during that visit, the way she was acting, like basically acting funny and stuff or whatever. And I have to elaborate on that at a later time, but it was just clear to me that our friendship is really over. And it hurts, because this is somebody that I thought would be my friend until the day that we died. And now I have to come to terms that she was only in my life for a season. As much as it hurts the friendship and the sisterhood I thought would last a lifetime, is irretrievably broken. All right, story seekers, that is all for this story time. I am out of here. Make sure you follow me on all socials at Nisha's Open Diary and my website at nishasopendiary.podbean.com. And until next time, I will meet you where the pen meets the diary. All right, story seekers, that does it for this story time. I'm out of here. Until next time, make sure you tap in, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Nisha's Open Diary, and I will meet you where the pen meets the diary.